Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. It's time for my favorite part of the week. That is the Sparta TRT. Mail Sack, whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of live Sparta, TRT.com. How's our tea feeling today?
Good tea.
Good tea today?
We got good tea. If you're struggling with your tea, you should take it seriously. And Sparta TRT will help you with that. But yes, tea's feeling good right now here. Take care of yourself, though.
Yes, you need to. Lots to get to. We start, as always, final hour in the mail sack. I look forward to it every week.
Mail sack.
It somehow made my Tuesdays.
Mail sack.
Very exciting.
It has unquestionably improved my Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And higher tea can improve your Tuesdays as well.
Yes, it can.
Mail sack question. If you became the commissioner of any of the sports leagues, what's an unpopular opinion that you would unequivocally change in that given sport?
An unpopular opinion. I was going to ban international games in the NFL and not play 17 or more games.
I don't know if that's unpopular.
I know. I think that's pretty common.
Can I give you one? I don't know if this counts. If I were commissioner, I wouldn't care how long until I got fired.
I would
die on the sword.
Yep.
And I would unilaterally move teams out of markets that don't care about those teams. Like, I don't care. Fire me. Go ahead. Vote me out. Miami Marlins, you don't exist anymore.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Fill in the – where do you want to go play?
New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah. See you later.
Yeah. Like Portland Trail Blazers.
Hey. That's the Seattle Super Blazers.
That
to
is
you.
The Seattle Super Blazers.
That's one of the biggest things that drives me nuts in professional sports. There are so many cities who would be passionate, diehard places for those teams to play, and you turn on games. Like, the Marlins are actually having a decent year this year. I haven't watched them play yet, but I look at standings.
Yeah.
No, they have like four people at their games.
They're usually the other fans.
And it's the other fans.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about them. Nobody will ever care about them. They've won two World Series. Nobody gives a... Like, it just is terrible. Get them out of there. Would be my move.
They're asking for one, and so I hate not playing the game specifically to it. I think you could play this game in every sport. Like, in basketball, first round's best of three.
Yeah.
I love that it pisses people off when I throw that out there.
If you were the commissioner of the NBA, that's the first, like, we give you your one wish of all the wishes.
Best of three.
That's the one that you, over like a shortened regular season?
Yeah. Dude, okay. You want urgency. We
you
love
do?
Urgency in everything. I don't know why people argue with me on this.
How tough would our loss of the Spurs have been after winning game two in a fifth?
We were in the pivotal game three.
We were at winner take all game three.
Imagine what we would have been thinking of, like, oh my God, will we win this series?
What were we at, 15 in the third quarter?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and then Dylan Harper just
he said
ripped our souls out. In the NFL, it'd be
I would bring back the old kickoff rule. I know that sounds stupid. I hate the new kickoff rule.
I would ban extra points.
Just, they're all good for seven?
No.
You're going for two. No matter what, you're going for two?
We're getting wild with sixes, baby.
Okay, all right.
I think that's what I'm doing.
Brandon, you changing anything?
Can I be the NCAA commissioner and get rid of overtime and football?
Ooh.
Change that back to just do it like the NFL now.
You want to use the NFL's overtime?
Yeah, because the 2-point conversion thing, it just gets we're getting to the point now. We've gotten an 8 overtime and a 9 overtime game. I don't like it. I think it just takes out everything that's strategical about football.
It's all because of LSU and A&M.
I agree with you.
A 7 overtime.
I think it's just ruining overtime.
The only thing that will ever make the rule change back, mark my words, is getting a quarterfinal, semifinal, or national championship game coming down to that. Heads would roll.
Right.
If you were in a semifinal game, like this, was it Ole Miss and Miami, right, that played? That was one of the semis, Oregon and Indiana, Ole Miss, Miami.
Yeah. Ole Miss, Miami.
I won't use my team here because they lost by 50. Use the Ole Miss, Miami example. That game goes to overtime. Both teams score a touchdown. It goes, like, it's decided on the fifth 2-point conversion to go to a national championship.
I mean, A&M, Miami was staring down the
It almost was overtime, until he threw
that,
a pick.
That would have been that's interesting a good to point. See.
Yeah, that's how you get that change, but I'm with you. I can't stand that rule. I'm okay going for two in general in games. That's fun to do.
33-yard field goals, and then you miss it, and you're like, I hate that I care about this so much. If you don't come up with a 2-point conversion, which I would argue the NFL needs to have some wonder kid, their 2-point plays are garbage.
There's a lot of bad ones.
How often do you feel confident about your team getting the 2 points?
Not very often.
Right, because it's so uncreative.
And Seattle got home field advantage in the playoffs because a ball went backwards.
Because of a failed one that ended up being correct. It's like crazy.
Mail sack question. If you could act in any Star Wars movie, what character would you play?
So this is an easy one, I think, for most people. I think almost everybody is wanting to be a Han Solo, get the girl and be the badass. Darth Vader would be awesome, but nobody would see your face. So how much credit would you really give?
Good
point. That's not James Earl Jones in that costume.
No, it's not.
But that's his breathing and voice. I thought about our show here.
I'd be Jabba the Hutt.
We are unequivocally R2-D2 and C-3PO.
We are? Short and fat, tall and skinny. That works too.
I'm easily the more annoying guy, but you won't shut up and complain.
Was there an actual guy in those suits?
Yeah, in the C-3PO one there was.
There was a guy walking around?
You think they made a giant,
I don't know,
moving robot in the 70s?
They used miniature cities for all the scenes. It was like little tiny planes that they were dragging around on the ground.
Right, but you're not asking, were those real little cities?
It could have been a little C-3PO.
There was a guy in that robot. In the R2-D2.
I'll take your word for it. Oh. R2-D2 there was too? How tiny was he?
You know, the Ewoks are not real animals.
I know that they're not real animals. I am well aware of that.
Those were...
Sorry, I apologize. I stepped on the nerd feet here. I apologize.
No,
it's
all right.
I've offended you.
No,
my
you
apologies.
Haven't offended me.
I've offended the Star Wars people.
I just love...
I'm sorry. Star Wars is great.
Nobody's offended by you.
They're all wonderful movies. No. Don't yell at me.
You didn't actually lift that guy up without actually not grabbing him. The Force is not real, unfortunately.
Are you sure about that?
It'd be so cool if it was.
It'd be badass.
How much fatter would we be as a society if
we
could harness
the Force? If the Force was real, it would be over. It would be over. We wouldn't have any chance.
Chips and salsa, the remote control. I'm never moving.
Yeah, that's a pretty good comp for us. Outside of that, Luke Skywalker's too easy.
Well, you gotta kiss your sister.
Yeah, I don't want to kiss my sister. I don't have a sister.
What about Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan Kenobi would be fun. Yeah. That's about the line of names that I could reference.
But in the OGs, you're killed pretty quickly, and then you're only a ghost.
Yeah.
You know?
What are people upset about how he died?
What do you mean?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
In the originals?
Yeah.
What? I haven't seen the backlash.
Didn't he die like people were upset the way he got killed?
Well, he sacrificed himself. Oh, okay. He basically gave in so he could help Luke learn to harness, and then he guides Luke to Yoda. You'd be a good Yoda.
I could be a Yoda.
Yeah, I could see you being a Yoda.
I could be a Yoda. Too many questions from the kid one day. You're just like, I'm dead. Mail sack question. Yesterday, the Kansas City Royals turned a 5-6-4-3 double play.
I love a good 5-6-4-3.
This has not occurred in Major League Baseball since 1995.
That's a great stat.
Pretty wild. What's the most impressive double play that you will remember seeing in Major League Baseball? This is an easy one for me. Game 7 against Kansas City in the World Series. Joe panicked to Brandon Crawford. He dove, did a glove flip, and it beat the runner at first by a millisecond. Mm. Called him safe, had to go back and review it, and they ended up winning Game 7 of the World Series by a run. Got any? No impressive double plays?
A lot of them.
Okay.
The diving catches at first on the line.
Brandon, any impressive double plays you remember?
I mean, I'll just go last year's World Series, that double play to end the game. Because
I don't remember that one.
And Game 7?
I don't remember it.
Really?
I remember the home run in the ninth inning. I remember that.
They'd have a double play to win the
game.
Let's do this. Let's ask Swag who was in on that double play to further prove that he did not watch that game.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintained in the letter X.com/AI.
Game.
Mail sack question. League expansion seems to be all the rage these days, and the NFL is no exception. Would you rather the NFL expand overseas or domestically or both?
Domestically.
Yeah, get out of here.
Give me the Portland Gridiron Project, damn it.
Get out of here. I do not want international NFL teams.
We need more West Coast teams. Give us the Portland, you know, whatevers.
I'm with you there.
I want that. I don't want international expansion.
Mexico City, I'm sure it's a fine place to go travel to. No, thank you. All right. Mail sack question. Sprague only. I'm offended. Oh. I'm going to the Rick Ross concert at the Oregon Symphony on Friday. It's my first time there.
I almost bought the tickets to that when it was announced that he was coming out. Bose.
What's the proper attire to wear at the symphony?
You got to go. Okay, so it's a symphony hip-hop concert.
Rick Ross symphony combination.
Very nice dress shirt. You gotta have a chain, but not outside the collar, but enough for somebody to see it. So maybe a button down. Mm. You gotta have nice slacks with clean J's. And if you wear a flat brimmed hat that's fitted, you look A-okay.
Mm.
You gotta look spicy with a little class.
Does he get a lot of flack for stealing somebody's identity?
I'm not speaking on this matter.
You don't want to comment on that one?
You might disappear. Mose.
Isn't he a complete fraud?
Well, we
found everything about him is entirely fraudulent. And Rick Ross was an actual person.
Okay.
Who was a hardcore gangster back in the day.
Freeway.
And he just stole the name.
Freeway Ricky Ross, okay?
His name's Clarence, dude. He went to private school.
He also worked at a prison as a prison guard, but he's always like, I'm moving weight. Mose.
No, you're not.
I mean, no. You know.
Okay. I'm just asking the questions.
Who doesn't steal identities? Are any of them real?
I don't know.
I don't know who's real and who's not real.
Mail sack question. Play
was 50 Cent really shot 9 times?
I think he was.
Or was he shot twice?
Kanye had his mouth wired shut.
Yep.
Through the wire.
Well, that made him a Nazi.
Yes. It's a lot of lead in your head.
Yeah.
It'll do it to you, man.
A lot of lead in your head.
I'm sure Hitler had a lot of lead in those teeth.
Well,
over the years. Mail sack. Play Augusta once, but never get to return. Or a 50-50 chance of getting a press pass to Augusta each year.
Oh, you play it once.
Play it once.
What do I care? I don't want to be there anyway.
In theory.
I don't want to interview these guys.
Oh, I would love
play
that.
Play it. Just play the course.
I just want to play it.
Here's the other alternative, though.
No, there's no alternative.
Every year there is a media round. They have a drawing. Media members play the course
on
Monday.
You never get picked?
You will. That's the thing. Could you eventually get picked?
Not
and play it
chance.
More time than once?
I don't want to go to Augusta. You've made it sound real trashy. I want to play it and get out of there and never go back.
The city is trashy, yes. The place is heaven on earth.
Yeah, but you literally
the
were
surrounding
like,
areas
it's
are
just
not
a
great.
Dump, and then you roll up in it, and there's the entrance, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife doesn't believe this when she sees it. She's like, no way. I'm like, yeah, it's crazy. My co-host says it's awful.
The main road out there is like 82nd, and then you turn onto a Magnolia Lane.
Easy with the... That's our beloved 82nd, all right?
You know. It is what it is. Mail sack for Dirt Manly. Hey, there we go.
Wow, see?
Get one.
You're hating on it. There you go. It's a dirt-only question.
Is there anything on College Football 27 video game on your wish list?
Well, that's why it's a dirt-only question.
There's a floated rumor of an open-world style play at the college campus.
What is that?
I think that sounds dope. Sprague and Brandon can chime in. I just didn't know if they played the game.
No, I don't.
You don't. Do you play any video games?
I'm too poor to get a PS5 to start playing college football, but if I had a PS5, I would definitely be on board.
Were you a college football guy back in the day, like video games growing up?
Loved it.
He said I'm too poor.
PS5s are expensive, man.
I am, man.
I don't. Here's the thing for me this year. I don't know if I'm going to. I probably won't buy the game this year.
Brandon, would you rather spend the money it costs to buy a PS? What number are we on?
PS5?
PS5? Or would you rather take that money if you had it and go to a T-Pain concert on somebody's 3-acre property?
We had a guy with a farm text in and said, if you guys are serious, let me know.
Dude,
I got a farm. Yeah, dude.
Dude, let's eat organic
you
vegetables.
Power out there? You go. What kind of farm are we talking about?
Spark one up and watch T-Pain. What a day.
To answer your question, I think the open world stuff is all that's all misleading in AI, so don't believe it.
It looks amazing, though.
I saw
a video of BYU and walking around campus. Yeah. I'm like, wow, they nailed it.
Yeah. What's the open world? What is this?
It's essentially like you can do...
You're going down tubes now?
There's not like a limit to where you can go in the video game, as we're now pivoting the nerd focus back onto us. It's like there's no limit on things that you can do. Like,
so like I could get the star power from Mario and just bulldoze through the offensive lines?
Yes. Yes. Now you're nerd shaming. How do you feel now, huh? C-3PO? How are you feeling over there?
Would you rather have the raccoon tail or the firepower?
Could you be a furry in your open world walking around campus?
Dude, if I could be flying Mario for a 2-point conversion.
Now that's an unstoppable
But you have
play.
To have, you got to go backwards so you can get the running start.
Yes. Watch out for the banana peels, though.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I got a kid coming in October. I don't think I'm buying the game this year. Oh. I got to.
Really?
It's not going to happen, no.
What's the game cost?
It's like $80.
$80.
I mean, it depends on what version you buy. There's like 4 different versions.
Back in my day.
It doesn't come out until the end of July. Wow. Football season will start right after that. And then I got a kid coming in October, and it's like, I'm not going to have any time for it. So I'll take a couple years off, probably. I'll get back into it.
Donkey Kong would be a great fullback to have on your team.
He'd be a hell of a middle linebacker, too.
Oh, my God.
Mail sack question. How do the clips used for commercials for the show get chosen? Do you guys choose? Does the brand man choose? I got to say, the clips used for some shows don't entice me to listen to their shows.
Can I tell you something to be honest
there.
With you?
Yeah, we have no say over it.
We don't really participate in that part of the station stuff or show stuff.
That's a producer thing.
We all have an opinion, and we don't all agree on opinions. I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of them?
No.
No.
It's 30 seconds that I'd rather have talking personally.
Give me the airtime.
Than listen to like,
I'm Dirt.
And then Dirt's like, you know what I don't like? I don't like the baseball stuff while the football stuff's happening. And then, oh, that's funny, Dirt. Dirt and Sprague, Monday through Friday, 6 or 10 a.m. I'm always like, what?
We do glance at each other from time to time when we hear them. Like, that's what they pulled for a promo? Like, that we have those thoughts from time to time?
I have a lot of judgment. Swag when you listen to them and be like, can you change this?
Like, seriously, Swag? That, of all the things from the show, that was promo worthy?
They almost...
But it's also, I'm not going to criticize it because we don't do it.
No, make me do it.
So I'm not going to make
them. No, I'm saying let
them.
Me do it, and then I won't do it, and we won't
and
have
then they won't be
anymore.
In there on the show anymore?
They will cease to exist.
It's one of those things of, like, I'm trying to not throw a rock in a glass house because I have nothing to do with them, so I'm not going to criticize the work that gets done. But no, we don't have – that's a producer thing for every show. They make those.
I just feel like when I hear ours, I'd say it feels like 68% of the time. You want to round that up to 69? You can't. It feels like it cuts off with us in the middle of a sentence.
And that's that question.
I really like Oregon State's hire. Yeah, you know, I read Dirt and Sprague.
What?
What was that?
All right. Were you going to finish that thought?
All
Did you
right.
care?
Cool.
Mail sack question. Is it possible to ask a woman out at the gym without coming off as a complete creep?
Yes.
It is, but it's dicey.
It's possible.
I mean, it's possible. You can't say it's impossible. I need a backstory here.
Well, don't walk up and be like, nice shorts.
Nice ass. What are you doing this weekend? You can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Frowned upon in society.
That's obviously what you would not do.
You have to have a base level of, I don't know how long you need. There needs to be, communication needs to be obviously established.
You have to establish some sort of hello, and it's got to be a build up.
I know your name. Yeah. We say hi to each other in the gym. There's correspondence that happens over a period of time. Yeah. Prior to,
you got
to
be self-deprecating. God, I cannot do them that well. I am terrible on that machine.
Yes.
And then you walk away. You know, you don't linger with another comment. You say something self-deprecating, you walk away.
Hit them with a one-liner. Leave them wanting more.
Right.
And then eventually,
you get to the point
of like, you know, what are you doing this weekend?
Now, if you're in the middle, you got one leg up, but you're the other leg is a bent knee on, and now you're thrusting forward, and you're like, so... I'm going to protein shake after this.
What's the worst machine to be working out on and ask somebody out on? What about the Thighmaster?
It's probably the crunch machine where your knees are coming to your elbows.
Ah, one of those.
Yeah. I think that's a very awkward machine. I tend not to use it.
Eat your own butt. You're doing that in the gym.
There's a little bit of that.
Asking a lady out at the same time.
There's a little bit of that. Or if you're like trying to. If you're lingering while she's in the middle of an obvious set. Yeah, you're that's creepy.
I think if she's in the front row at treadmills and you do lunges by her, glance up and wink.
Touch toes.
Hey, what's up?
Turn back around.
What are you doing Saturday?
We do have one.
What you doing?
We had one text in from the great Tim Mona, so I wanted to read it.
Oh, Tim Mona had one today?
So basically his wife said that her mom, dad, sister, husband are having a Mother's Day thing down in Eugene, and that he wants to go, she wants to go, but the kiddos don't want to go, and it would only be a three-hour hang, but he might be having to avoid his sister and mom on Mother's Day, even though every Sunday they do a family dinner because they live a mile apart. What do you do in this scenario?
So every Sunday they do a family dinner.
Well, he's a mile away from his own mom and
sister. I guess close by,
but her mom and family are down
a long ways away. I think as long as you get along with the in-laws family, I would probably
do
that.
He enjoys them.
If you enjoy them and you're okay with that for a day, go visit them for a day.
Your mom and sister see you every day. You
call
them.
If you see them every Sunday, not seeing them on Mother's Day doesn't quite hit the same.
Wake up early, drop two coffees and a pastry on the door of your mom.
If you're close by,
call her later and go visit your family.
Thank you for the reminder that Sunday's Mother's Day.
Again, yes.
Did you guys know that?
You got your gift ready?
Yeah.
Your wife's carrying one.
I totally got it ready to go.
Yeah, you're dialed.
I know what I'm doing. I'm well prepared. More Mail Sack next on The Fam.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Look, we had older listeners earlier asking, like, I don't even know who Sean T is, so I apologize for that. That's a Sean T.
I mean, it's right in my high school wheelhouse.
It's perfect.
So if you're a little older than me, you can be like, ah. And if you don't like hip-hop, you're definitely going to be like, ah.
Nah, you won't know it.
But a Sean T?
Yes. She was a moment in time, man.
It was.
By the way, yes, for those who missed the reference in the last segment, yeah, I am having another kid if you missed it. I talked about it last week.
I mean, that can happen, too. You make an announcement, nobody...
Nobody heard. Yeah, if you weren't listening to the segment, I don't think we posted anything on social media. It's a little bit less of a big deal for number two, although we are certainly excited. But yeah, I got kid number two coming in October.
Congrats, poor number two.
Man. That's awesome.
Poor Milt. Milt's going to find out the hard way. The parents learned from the first what to care about, what not to care about. So what was a big deal for Teddy Ball game.
So much more loosey-goosey round
Milt
two.
Milt would be like, what the hell, Dad? You didn't care? You showed Teddy on love? I didn't put my hand in my butt? And you're like, yeah, sorry, Milt, but Teddy was awful, and we celebrated this too much, and we wanted to cut that back, big guy.
This is true.
Don't even like that shirt Teddy wore. Why am I wearing it?
We do have a bit of a kerfuffle.
Because we're poor. We live in Portland. They added another transportation tax, and my road still isn't fixed.
Do I got to pay the art tax for this one? Does that work? Do I got another art tax I
got
to pay
now?
You
got another tax from the transportation department coming your way here, buddy.
Can we up that child tax credit? How about, can I ask you guys a question now? You got two. Brandon, how many kids do you have?
Dos.
You have two, so you both have two, but you're joining the two club.
I'm done, though, so I can't speak for the other Brandon. I'm snipped.
Yeah, you're snipped. Are
TBD.
You snipped? TBD on the snipping. We will be done at two. Can I ask a question? And I don't have any like strong takes on this. A simple yes or no answer can suffice.
Not a big pull and pray guy.
Did you baby shower number two? Don't give concrete takes. Don't criticize anything. I just want a simple yes or no.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Was it as big as number one?
In some ways, no, but maybe better.
Oh, okay.
Because
I would say it's the same. It was the same.
I mean, we're going through that right now.
We went over, not over the top. We were really poor, so we had it at a family member's house.
Sure,
but we were also not at a point in our lives. I think we would agree where we were like aiming to have a kid with the first,
right?
Versus the second.
Hi, Jeff Guard, and was
more planned.
Okay, okay. I'm just curious. A lot of the stuff you're like, we already got it.
I would eliminate the idea of making friends and you be there.
Okay.
Why? We shouldn't be doing that at all.
I was there at the first one. I was there.
The ladies should be having almost like a sober bachelorette party.
Yeah, it should be like a spa day.
Instead of
go
like
get a massage. What do we don't need any clothes. We already got all the clothes. We don't need anything.
The couple's invited.
Right.
Like,
we got a stroller. You know, like we're doing.
Because it's going
to
turn.
It's different if you have one to the other, like sex-wise, and you go, like if we would have had a girl kid number two, and you need a whole new set of stuff. Then I get it in theory.
Right.
But there is part of it that's like, I got three bins full of baby clothes right here.
I went to one once.
And you bet we're not buying any more clothes. They grow out of them in 2 weeks.
And we did an apple juice sucking out of a bottle contest. And I didn't win. And so it made me feel even more ridiculous that I was like, I was sucking on that thing super hard.
You're not a good sucker? You learned that?
There's a bottle technique with a little bite involved.
You got those little bird lips over there, man.
Well, I do. Yeah, I got to get these plump and juicy.
You need some big, thick, powerful lips.
God, how long you been holding on to that? God.
It's a line from Super that Troopers. Comment. They do a thing in Super Troopers where they chug the bottles of maple syrup.
Yeah.
So you don't have these big, thick, powerful lips. You got little bird lips over there.
Well, the guy that won it in such quick fashion that men are like, why were you so good at this?
And he's
like,
that's a little weird.
I just figured out that you chew on it a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
You chew on it and it comes right out.
He's just like, figured that out, huh? Right. Yeah. What are you doing at home, man?
What farm did you grow up on?
You put a diaper on when you get home?
You're a raw milk guy, aren't you?
Mail sack question. If the move was Murphy from the Pels and Jaw for the young player we almost traded for, what would you think of the offseason?
Okay, wait. If the move is Murphy
you get Trey Murphy and Ja Morant is the Blazers offseason.
Why are we bringing in Ja Morant? We have Dame and Jrue Holiday.
Beep, 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 beep.
If that's the moves, I think you've gotten a little better.
Is Ja on the starting lineup?
No.
No. Off the bench?
Actually, you can't go Dame and Ja.
Why not? Why can't you?
Why are we doing Ja here? Why did you put that in there?
Why can't Dame and Ja?
Because they're both 6'2".
Let them vibe. One can shoot, one can't shoot.
Yeah, I'm going to say you got a little better, but I'm not super excited about it because I am nervous with that what is that locker room? Like, what is T. Morant with Damian Lillard going to be?
We got good leaders here. That's why Drew's here. That's why Dame's here.
Okay.
We got the culture already established.
Okay.
Ja will fit right in.
Okay.
No guns allowed, buddy.
I have Donovan showing up with grills in his mouth by December with Ja Morant. He's doing a shooting motion, Donovan, after he hits a three.
Can we put the guns away, Donovan? Put the guns down, please.
No, he's going to have somebody else carry the guns.
Mail sack, in a bathroom that is not in your house, work, store, etc., is it worse to sit on a warm toilet seat?
Oh, it's terrible.
Or stand on a wet floor?
Stand. I don't want to. Who's ass are you sharing warmth with?
So you're saying sitting on the warm toilet seat's worse, not standing?
I think so.
Sitting so if you have to take a dump on a warm toilet seat, that's worse than standing in somebody else's pee.
It is a 100% certainty you've stood on piss every day that you've gone in a public situation.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Am I wearing flip-flops? Last time I sat on a
warm... a flood?
Last time I sat on a warm toilet seat... I'll tell you what, man. You want to find like the seventh circle of hell of people fighting for their lives? Walk into an airport terminal bathroom around 6:15 in the morning as people are waiting for their flights.
There's a lot of coffee that's flowed through that bathroom.
On the way to Hawaii, I had to, you know, it's early in the morning. We're getting ready to go.
Yep,
and I walk in.
It.
There's already like four people waiting in a line.
Wow.
So every stall is already filled. There's four people waiting.
The
and
sounds
I'm like,
you're hearing, too, are just not encouraging. You're hearing some real pushing. You're hearing some real plopping. You know, it's not great in that situation. That's why I still, to this day, the best public restroom I've ever experienced
although
in my entire
chilly, life.
Although
if it's not the worst thing, you know?
South Korea airport, the best public restroom of my entire existence.
Was it clean?
Oh, dude, it was perfect. It was great. You get your own room.
That's pretty
cool. You go into the restroom.
Into the room, you get your own room.
To then basically get
privacy.
Your own room.
Take your shirt off if you want.
It's amazing. There's no cracks under the door. The walls are completely bricked. It was stellar experience. And the music they chose, the ambiance was perfect.
Yeah, good
Very
vibes.
Comforting, relaxing. But for me, it's the warm seat in this scenario. I just... no way I'm interested. Because there's also some curly hair going on somewhere.
What if you
there?
See the person walking out? What's the worst person to sit afterwards?
Yeah. I mean, we have ideas.
You know where I'm going.
That's why I use the toilet covers.
You're a toilet cover guy?
Dude.
Yeah.
I'd judge you if you're not. You could judge me for using them. I'm judging you for not.
It's my skin. I'll be all right. Mail sack, outside of the world famous radio host that you are, what's your claim to fame?
I don't got anything.
I was the fifth grade MVP at Dare Camp.
I was walking around Cleveland this weekend because my niece had a lacrosse game there, and I was bemoaning not having a statue yet. That's probably it.
Bemoaning? You don't have a statue?
Where's my statue, dude? What are we doing here?
I got six Sports Emmy Awards sitting at home. So
six Sports Emmy
six
Awards?
Sports Emmys?
Dude, just drop that microphone right
here.
Boom.
You know,
Yeah,
no big
Fox
deal.
Fox Sports did me good.
How about that?
I'm top 18.
You got them all on one shelf? Is it in like a man cave scenario?
Yeah, they're all tucked on one shelf. That's cool. Somehow.
Top 18 radio host in a local market, mid-major market.
Well, outside of being outside a of the top 19 mid-major market radio show, what's your claim to fame?
You know what's funny? I had to do an alumni interview last week with OSU.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like asking me about the career. And I was like, I'm just happy to still be doing it. I love doing it. Because, you know, believe it or not, the only award I've actually received ever doing radio was when I was a college radio host. I entered my show into a West Coast radio contest.
A college award show.
And I won best show.
Really?
I still have the trophy.
Yeah, you got to hold on to that.
Dude, it's kind of a cool trophy. It's a kind of a small glass one. And it says my show name and my name on it. That's the only award I've ever won.
It's a cool one to have in the backdrop.
Yeah.
Mail sack question. What's your favorite golf scramble team? An okay team, not going to win, but they're having a ton of fun, plenty of beers, or you and three sticks might win, but everyone is serious and uptight.
Oh, give me laxed. I'm already uptight enough, and I'm not taking it seriously.
I mean, the right answer is the combination of both. Like, you want people who are good golfers, but also are willing to have fun.
It's not the game, though.
But it's not the game. I will take the good golfers, though, because I haven't played in a scramble in a while. I do love playing scrambles. It's fun when I like taking it seriously. Like, if you're with three really good golfers, and you're trying to hit shots that you can't normally hit, but somebody else has already hit a good drive, and you're like, dude, let's see if we could drive the green, or let's see what we could, you know, come up with something crazy. I have a lot of fun doing that.
Same.
The uptight nature isn't great, but yeah.
Yeah, me and my three buddies were really good golfers. We take it super seriously.
The tough part for me in my previous golf days, I shot like an 88 this weekend.
Oh,
like, those
tough.
Are my days now.
It's brutal.
Back in my day, though, in the fun ones, I would always be the guy that people would like, you'd hit like a 4-yard tee shot, an out of bounds tee shot, and a 38-yard tee shot, and be like, all right, pipe one now. It's like, thanks, guys.
You're 37. What are you back in my day?
I used to be good
4 years ago?
I used to be good at golf, man. Back in
He's
my
old,
prime.
Remember?
Back in my prime. Used to be a 5 handicap. You have a coworker that is a loud chewer and a loud drinker, like really loud. It drives everyone crazy. Do you tell him or do you suffer in silence?
Well, in my experience, people tell you. I am the loud chewer.
You are the loud chewer.
And I've been yelled at about it from a former coworker.
That did,
She was very unhappy with how loud I chose.
It ended up being a good story. But, yeah, in the moment, she was right.
Dude, she lost her S on me about
she
that.
She did. She couldn't stand it. She was having a bad day.
You thought she was right?
You can be a loud chewer. You're a loud chewer.
I'm a little bit of a smacker. I'm not proud of it. Sometimes my mouth's open, and I'm like, no, it's not. And then I'm like, oh, my God, it was.
You're not thinking about what you're doing.
Yeah,
you have to say something.
I'm not perfect there. But, almonds, I experienced it. I got yelled at in a cubicle, and I literally told her she was mad at her dad, not me. That was a pretty good response by me.
We love you, Piper. We've become great friends over the years.
I didn't name names.
Oh, we talked about it when it happened.
I know. But that was a long time ago.
We love Piper. She's great. There you go. Mail sack every single Tuesday. A little bit different now, but it's fun nonetheless. And it is brought to you, as always, by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Let's close it up. Get you set for your night in sports and some fun with audio in the NBA that we missed a couple of nights ago. We got two more playoff series beginning. We'll dive into it next. 105.1 FM The Fam.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $40 off your first order with code RANCH40. That's code RANCH40 for $40 off your first order at GoodRanchers.com. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBook's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.